worthy of your consideration. And I would suggest to you that if you read that sermon or listen to that sermon by A.T. Jones that we handed out tonight, and if you come in late, we have a copy for you, you will see that you have a responsibility to consider this material and to test it by God's Word. And that's all I would ask anyone to do, is what you're hearing from Dr. Marianne or Julie or Tika or myself. Compare it with God's Word. If it doesn't agree, discard it. If it does agree, then treat it in that manner.
As we begin our Bible study, I think it would be well to spend this hour at any rate in considering what we came for and how we are to come to get any good. I suppose that everyone came expecting to hear things we never thought of before, and not only expecting to hear things we never thought of before, but expecting to learn things we never thought of before. It is very easy to hear things we never thought of before, but we do not always learn what we hear. But I suppose we have come expecting to learn things we never thought of before. It is simply saying we have come expecting the Lord to give us new revelations of Himself, of His Word, and of His way altogether. I have come for this. This text is good advice for us all. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Mark 10:15. Thus we have come to learn of the kingdom of God, to receive things of the kingdom of God, things new and old, old things in a new way, and new things in a new way. Whosoever shall not receive it as a little child shall not enter therein, cannot have it. Hence, we are all to come here and to sit down at the feet of Christ, looking to Him as our teacher, expecting to receive what He has to tell us, coming as a little child, because not only is this text here which speaks thus about those who would receive the kingdom of God, but in Matthew it is put in such a way as to cover all the time after we receive the kingdom of God from the first. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto Him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18:1-3. Now if anyone